Hello out there, and welcome to Work with Miles Okazaki, where I share a few things I've picked up over the years as a guitarist and composer in New York City. If you like what you hear, you could go over to Patreon and become a member for a very small fee and have access to video versions of all of these episodes and others that aren't included here. Download materials such as sheet music and exercises, and have the ability to ask me questions directly and request topics for new episodes. This program focuses on the guitar, but goes into many other areas, so there should be something for everyone. And the show starts now. All right, welcome back. Welcome new members. Just in the last day, we have Anomalia Chaotica. Sorry if I mispronounced the name. Christopher Carter and Clive. Welcome to the scene here. Now, what is going on? This is really crazy looking. We've got some kind of infinite situation. I don't know. I'm trying this thing out here. I've been messing around on the computer, so I want to share something with you. This is a little bit different. But, you know, sometimes things get weird over here. And I was building this thing, and I'm trying to get it to work, and I wanted to share it with you. This is sort of my test version, but it comes from something I was building in a program called PD. It's been around for a long time, invented by Miller Puckett out in California. And this is a program called Max MSP. If anyone does computer music, they probably have seen this. And these type of objects, it's kind of like, you know, weird Legos that you stick together to make music stuff, but it's fairly involved to get, you know, stuff. It's kind of like somewhere in between coding and everything is done with these cables, you know, and you hook things together with cables and you build things, you know, like that look kind of like this. So I built all these things, but I'm not going to get into what they, like, you know, what's involved in next. It's extremely in the weeds, and I'm not that good at it, actually. But I try to make it look good here. And this is like my little robot that I play around with. Now, this started as a metronome kind of deal. This green thing that says rhythm, it was like a metronome when they didn't have really like apps and things like that that would do sophisticated metronome things. I wanted a metronome that would like play specific rhythms and like change the subdivision of the beat, you know, with that rhythm and stuff like that. So I made one, you know, and it kind of worked. It didn't work great, but this one works pretty good now. So what this is right now, I have a rhythm in here. Then 21, and I'm telling it to play this in four subdivisions per beat. And I'll play it in six subdivisions per beat. I think that's going to make more sense. And then I'm telling it to use, just six subdivisions per beat right now. That's all we need to get into. And then, okay, the pitch, what's happening here is, this is a pentatonic scale. If you saw the 351 shapes thing that I put out for all members the other day, you can still go get that, of course, on a post, few posts back. I have all scales, written as shapes like this. So this is a pentatonic scale, and that way all modes of that shape could be just represented by this one diagram, you know. So this is a C, D, E, G, A right here. If C is at 12 o'clock, D is at 2, E is at 4, and so on. So this would be, for example, that would be a C sharp pentatonic. That would be D, E flat, and so on. That's G flat, and all the way back to C again. Like if I went like this would be a C major scale, right? C, D, E, F, G. I could transpose that and whatever. Like if I took this one away, that would be a C melodic minor scale. See, it's like minor and then it has a major seventh here. Okay. So let me go back to my pentatonic deal. And so right now I'm telling it, okay, play this shape, you know, in this key. And what this says here is play all the notes before, don't repeat any notes. That's the command it's getting. And play it in this rhythm. Okay, so that would sound like this, I guess. It's a little fast. Let me slow it down. I don't know which notes it's going to play, but I know that it's all in C major pentatonic. I'm actually feeling this rhythm like 7. I'm just trying to get into vibe of this key. So I've also told it, play it in the range. Play it in the range of, you know, this is about fifth position on the guitar. This goes from an A flat to a C sharp here, you know. So that'll keep you in that area of the guitar. Now I give it some additional stuff to do. So let's say every 9 seconds it's going to modulate up by a perfect fourth. So I'll just play this in C, and then I'll kind of look at it, and I'll see when it turns into F, right? So it might go right away. Oh, there, it just went. So now it's in F. B flat. E flat. It's coming up. Next up, G flat. Practice with something, just have fun with it. Something different from like just a regular metronome. That's something kind of cool, you know. Sometimes I'll mess around with like trying to get into a certain sound. Like, I mean, this can get very involved. Like just this sound itself. If I kept messing with this, let's say I want to get. Instead of playing this specific subdivision, I'll change the subdivisions. I'll say you can also play 5, 6, and 5 and 6, or 5 and 7 along with 6. So one beat, it might be playing a sextuplet, then it's a septuplet. Changes on every beat. Now the rhythm becomes very unusual. I could also not use this rhythm and just use a stream of rhythm, continuous rhythm. And if I have the density set to 100, it'll play every subdivision of every beat. So if I turn that down a little bit, it'll put some rests in there and it'll make a rhythm out of it. More frequently. Let's have it be a random modulation instead of going by a fourth every time. Now it's getting quite strange. I can't obviously follow this and play with it, but I could try to get into the vibe of it. But sometimes I like to just mess around and listen to stuff, you know. Now let's stop it for a second. Let's go to some other kind of way of using this. So stop this thing. I'm going to go, instead of playing a specific scale, I'm going to play, I also have all these scales down here, pentatonic, diatonic, melodic, minor, harmonic. These are like presets. Whole tone scale, octatonic scale, like diminished, chromatic scale, all the different trichords, and these are special chords down here, all interval tetrachords and things like that. Very cool stuff. Like you can have it play, you know, you can have it play chords from a certain scale. Like if I say, well, give me harmonic minor, you know, this would be, this is the minor third here between the flat six and the, this doesn't look, is this right? Da-da-da-da. Yeah, right. So this would be a C harmonic minor here. So we could say, play chords from that. I don't know, three note chords, we'll say. And we'll play it real slow, just in quarter notes. And, you know, not even every quarter note, like half of the quarter notes. And let's try that. Oops. Let's see. Even slow it down more. Okay, well, look, this is not working. Never mind. Forget it. I gotta fix that thing. That was supposed to make a sound and it didn't work. I gotta fix that. Note to fix. Okay, anyway, let's try this. Intervallic playing. I don't know. Sometimes maybe we want to get into the sound of playing with fourths and fifths. You know, just have it generate stuff and just kind of get into the sound of it a little bit. Now it's not using this anymore. And it's also not using the rhythm thing anymore. It's just using a stream. We'll do a stream of like 16th notes. Using just fourths and fifths. Let's also put in whole steps. That'll get it moving around a little more. Now, I'm not trying to play what the computer plays. I'm just trying to play using those same rules. I'm only moving by fourths and fifths. I'll slow it down, actually. Sit here and mess with this. It's sort of, for me, it's kind of like a video game. You know, just then, I don't know, let's try minor thirds and semitones. What does that sound like? I could just mess around and say, and just listen to stuff. I put on all intervals and a bunch of different subdivisions of the beat. Sometimes also I'll record stuff from here into Logic and then print it out as sheet music and try to, you know, have stuff to read. Anyway, I thought I would share with you this thing. Let me know if this is a totally weird topic or if there's any interest in this at all, because I have been working on this stuff quite a bit. So it's on my mind, and it's fun to share. I'm sure there's people out there that know a lot more about this than I do, so that would be fun for me. That's all for today. I have stuff all day tomorrow, so I'm not sure if I'll get a post up tomorrow, but I'm going to try. Hope you dug this. Let me know if this is something of interest. All right, see you next time. Well, that's it for today's episode. I hope you found it useful for your personal work. This podcast was produced by Ed Gavitt, with the original source being a video on Patreon. If you'd like to see this video, head on over to Patreon and search for Work with Miles Okazaki. If you go through a browser and sign up as a member, it's a very small fee. And if you like the convenience of the iOS app, it's just a little bit more. In any case, as a member, you have access to categories such as exercises for the guitar, things to download, things to practice, guided practice sessions where I practice and you play along, a category called the Language of Jazz where I go through standards and famous solos, transcriptions, listening sessions, and also a complete series on every composition by Thelonious Monk as it might be played on the guitar. I do detailed demonstration of material from my book Fundamentals of Guitar and have prepared special exercises and software even for members of the site. Every Sunday we sit down with some Bach, take a look at some violin sonatas, cello suites, inventions, well-tempered clavier, things like that. We work on sight reading, we work on listening, exercises to train your ear, exercises to train rhythmically off the instrument. And then as often as I can, I sit down and do a mailbag episode where I go through listener questions and answer them directly. We're having a lot of fun over there, and I really hope you can join us. And thanks for joining us today on this podcast version and for your support of creative music. See you next time.